The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from our secret underground studio in Olympia, Washington, it is time for the Thunderbolts. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day you turned on your radio and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee! All right. Welcome to the Thunderbolt for October 30th, 2020. Since this will be the last show before Election Day, I decided to play a rerun from the 2016 election just for old time's sake. This show is called Animal Farm. Enjoy.
Oh, yes, and here we are again. As anyone who listens to the Thunderbolt knows, I've been known to speak a variety of musical languages, but I must confess that my native tongue, so to speak, is rock and roll.
Going back to Birmingham, way down in Alabama. Going back to Birmingham, way down in Alabama. Oh yeah, but see my old Aunt Mary and my girl.
Yes.
Hey, baby.
First, I have a Thunderbolt maxim.
Hey,
the quality of any given government,
yes, tell me, baby,
is determined
what's getting wrong with you? Ah!
By the people that are running it. I consider a lot of the arguments over competing forms of government to be largely academic. A dictatorship is by far the most efficient manner of running a government. And so I would consider the best government to be a dictatorship that is run by an enlightened, wise, and benevolent dictator.
Hey, 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 hey!
The problem there,
hey, baby,
of course, is that you probably couldn't pay any enlightened, wise, and benevolent person enough money to take the job.
What's getting wrong with you?
Therefore, we might be required to draft them. And I guess we could even impose some kind of punitive measures for those that refuse to be a dictator when chosen by the public to do their civic duty.
Yes, I'm hollering and screaming, don't leave me all alone.
Needless to say,
I'm hollering, I'm screaming,
even though I'm saying it, Anyone that possesses the slightest desire to actually have the job of running the world obviously suffers some kind of serious psychological derangement, and thus, such people should never be allowed anywhere near any levers of power. So radical Islam keeps attacking us, and everybody keeps pretending that they are a bunch of crazy people who had no legitimate anything to do with anything. According to one ex-president, they hate us because of our freedom. No, actually, they hate us because we keep brutally exploiting them and murdering their families.
Now, once there lived an old man with a very crooked nose.
Osama bin Laden had three stated goals for the 9/11 attacks. American troops out of Saudi Arabia, check. Oil at over $100 per barrel, check. And bankrupting the United States. Mate. Achieved his first two goals within a year, and the third only took a few more. Mr. Bin Laden was greatly assisted in achieving all these ends, thanks largely to the predictable and predicted reaction of the Bushites to the 9/11 attacks. One of the current tactics the Islamist forces are using is they are attempting to push a wedge between Muslims living in the West and the dominant cultures in which they live. They are being greatly assisted in this effort by numerous European and American politicians. And meanwhile, over in Brazil, the left-wing government there has been running the place for many years now, and they're currently in crisis due to a major corruption scandal combined with a major economic crisis brought about by the collapse of oil prices. The irony here is that both sides are indeed utterly corrupt. The right-wingers, who are trying to bring down the government, are even worse than the people they are accusing.
Hello, Thunderbolt fans. This week's show is called Animal Farm, and yes, it is indeed named after the George Orwell novel, wherein animals begin acting like people, though it is not always clear who is imitating who. But first, I have been engaging in some very deep introspection lately, and I have realized that I often say very mean things about some of our national leaders here at the Thunderbolt. And I am thinking of perhaps transforming the Thunderbolt into a kinder, gentler, and friendlier radio show. April Fools! Yes, kids, actually, we're gonna zap some thoroughly vile evildoers with some high-voltage thunderbolts that are anything but a joke. Democrats, Republicans, Honduran fascists, we blast all of them this week. And the toothless old grandpa says he's got a very special treat for us as well.
So it's time for all the good knights of truth and justice to mount your steeds and draw your swords. It's the No Joke Thunderbolt, scorching the airwaves of Olympia with indignant wrath and moral outrage. So I have yet to hear a single presidential candidate say anything significant about foreign policy. Since foreign policy is a vital jugular for the presidency, and since every single candidate, including Bernie Sanders, totally sucks on foreign policy, then that is a problem.
Purple haze all in my brain. Lately things just don't seem the same. Acting funny, but I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss the sky. Don't know if I'm going up or down. Am I happy or in misery? Whatever it is, it's put a spell on me.
Foreign policy is, in fact, what most disturbs me about Bernie Sanders. Mr. Sanders has supported a lot of military expenditures. He has supported a lot of militarist interventions. Mr. Sanders voted for the Libyan intervention, for instance. Mr. Sanders supports the F-35 fighter jet, even though the F-35 is a total piece of shite that is noted mostly for killing its test pilots. The military has publicly stated that they do not even want the F-35. Yes, Mr. Sanders supports it. Does Mr. Sanders not understand that the Wall Street corruption he rails about so effectively is so intertwined with the American war machine that they are virtually one in the same? One thing I will say is that there is obviously a massive anti-establishment wave happening amongst the American voter. And Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are both speaking directly to that wave. The Democrat base will support whatever Democrat is nominated, even if it's Sanders. However, a significant portion of the Republican base will defect if Trump is nominated. That means that the disaffected portion of the electorate,
is it tomorrow or just the end of time,
will very likely choose the next president. And frankly, here's what I'm thinking in a Trump versus Clinton contest. We'll know what we'll get with Hillary Clinton.
Drugs made her mind wander. When making love, she would often forget where she was or who she was with. Macabre thoughts would take over. One minute, she's in a stylish penthouse apartment. The next, a Nazi concentration camp surrounded by barbed wire fences, machine guns, and spotlight turrets. A stormtrooper grabs her by the hair and drags her to a laboratory where they plan to use her for medical experiments. The room reeks of stale sweat, whiskey, cigarettes, and dried blood. She feels the stinging cold as her naked body is tightly strapped to a metal gurney. Sharp objects begin poking and slicing into her. She screams, but only a muffled moan emanates from her gagged mouth. on the verge of unconsciousness. The gurney is suddenly hoisted vertically. She tumbles off headfirst into an ice-cold river, bobbing up and down through turbulent currents, gasping for each breath, desperately attempting to grab a hold of anything. But the current is strong and the rocks are slippery. She bounces and crashes until she reaches a shallow pool. Her bruised, beaten, and sliced body, numb from the cold, lay on the rocky shore. Too weak to move, with her last ounce of strength, she lifts her head a few inches. She watches as thousands of crabs and crayfish crawl out from under the rocks, cover her body, then begin to feast. Suddenly, she's back at the penthouse. She looks into the eyes of her lover and fakes an orgasm. He notices her tears and thinks to himself, "Damn, I'm good."
With Hillary Clinton, we will get more interventionist wars without end. We'll get more mass surveillance. We'll get more immunity from prosecution for Wall Street thieves, simultaneous with brutal prosecution of anyone who exposes the Wall Street thieves. We'll have more mass murder of women and children with drones. More cuts to everything that benefit working or unemployed or homeless or mentally ill or disabled people, even if it's our country's lifeblood, is being sucked into secret Cayman Island bank accounts.
Purple haze all in my brain. Is it tomorrow or just the end of time?
In other words, more and more of everything that is killing us.
Bonjour, les animaux.
That sure is a rootin' tootin'. It's election time. This year, we literally got a circus. We got wild animals of all sorts. We got barkers and clowns and mysteries and villains galore. We even got monkeys. Yes, kids, welcome to the Monkey House. So now, the presidential field has been narrowed to four fascists, a socialist, and a clown. And the freaking clown is winning. Who's the top cat in this jungle?
Top cat, the most effectual top cat, whose intellectual close friends get to call him TC, providing its wit dignity. Top cat, the indisputable leader of the gang. He's the boss, he's a bit, he's a championship, he's the most tip-top top cat.
Now with Donald Trump, as opposed to Hillary Clinton, we have absolutely no idea what we're actually gonna get.
Yes, he's the chief, he's the king, but above everything, he's the most tip-top top cat. Top cat!
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? Be better off than you are.
Oh, would you rather be a mule?
I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump would very seriously suck, and he might possibly even suck more than Hillary Clinton would.
A mule is an animal with no funny ears. He can't separate anything he hears.
His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school,
you may grow up to be a mule.
But maybe, just maybe, Mr. Trump will turn out to be a cool cat.
Felix the cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. Whenever he gets in a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks. Felix the cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. You laugh so much your sides will ache, your heart will go pit-a-pat. Watching Felix the wonderful cat.
Yes, in this jungle, they talk in sound bites and generalities. And Mr. Trump is obviously saying what he obviously knows that a lot of people want to hear. And he seems to be very good at doing just that. Well, I would suggest that we have no idea what the man really thinks about much of anything.
There you go, Astro Boy, flying high in the sky. We'll cheer you, you're a hero, and go, 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 Astro Boy.
Yeah. So consider this. If the choice is between someone that I absolutely know will totally suck and someone that I don't have the slightest clue what he will actually do, well, I'm afraid I would be at something of a loss, to be honest.
There you go, Astro Boy, flying high in the sky. What can I do to be like you and become a real Astro Boy?
Problem with this way of looking at things is that the lesser of two evils is still evil. As far as Democrats and Republicans, a pox on both their houses. Yes, we have choices.
Would you rather be a pig?
Do you want a fascist who supports gay marriage? Or a fascist who is against gay marriage?
A big, ancient animal with dirt on its face. It's huge, horrible, terrible disgrace.
Ugh. He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a pig,
you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moon beams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? You can't be swinging on a star because all the monkeys don't reside in the zoo. Every day you know you see quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you.
You can be better than you are.
You can be swinging on a star.
And now the Thunderbolt presents a solution to our political problems.
Smack! Eat smack! Eat smack! Eat!
One thing about things you gotta do when your monkey's in bed, though he's the very best friend that a man ever had. But we're chimp, it's monkey, and I like to monkey. And that tender boy over now, and spank your monkey and go smack. There are times when a man's gotta act like his dad, and you gotta spank your monkey when your monkey been bad.
So, what do you do with a bad monkey?
Well, get your hand around that monkey like a fist round a banana. Shoot him up good on a metal heating pan. Look him in the eye and go, boy, you is dead. How do you think the baboon's butt got so red? He got smacked. Just spank him good. Well, they're long on hair and they're short on breath. gotta lock them up when they play too rough. And I can't seem to spank my monkey enough. Spank your monkey. Well, said one monkey to the other, let me pick your salt deposit. But he didn't let on that he just come out of a closet. When he thought the time was right to try a new trick with his head, the other monkey took a big step, killed the other monkey dead. He was spank, spank.
All right. We finally have the solution to all our political problems. I can think of a few monkeys I'd like to smack.
Oh, will they stand erect? They can flex their pecs. His bananas turning him into a nervous threat. He gives it a whack and his eyes roll back. And his jaw goes smack and it falls into a crack. Yeah, there's a thing you gotta do when your monkey being bad. He'll be the very best trim that a man ever had. But when the chimp gives a funky hand, I might do a funky bit mad. And the boy over now and go smack. Wow! Well, then go smack. Wow! Oh, well, I got some news to tell ya. It's gonna make you sad. You'll be mad at me, but tell it.
The staff would like to assure listeners that no monkeys were harmed during the recording of this Thunderbolt. And it is time to take a quick station break. We'll be back in just a moment. The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. So hold on to your dentures now, kids, for it is time to shake, rattle, and roll a few pillars at your local retirement home, because the toothless old grandpa himself is waiting in the wings to tell us about Honduras. Hey, Grandpa, they love you.
Yes, I certainly receive more kudos than some radio hosts around here.
Yeah, so, tell me, Grandpa, why do you always feel the need to insult me every time you are on my show?
Come on now, son. You should know that I am forced to psychologically compensate for my lack of teeth.
Oh, yeah? Are you sure that you aren't actually compensating for something else?
Oh, no. Quite the opposite in that particular category, young man. My hands, you will please note, are quite large. In fact, my gloves are extra large. In further fact, one of the many crosses that I have been forced to bear throughout the course of my highly extended life is that I am legally required to keep my most impressive physical characteristic hidden from the public view.
Careful now, Grandpa.
Well, in fact, were Donald Trump ever to see mine, I suspect that the man would break down into tears.
Come on, Grandpa, you aren't supposed to say stuff like that on a family radio show. Okay, well, a radio show that airs during daylight hours anyway.
Well, I say, the hell with that. This is a public radio station, and not only am I a member of the public, but I am also a toothless old grandpa, meaning I can say whatever the hell I want to say.
Ooh, snap. Okay, Grandpa, though I do now feel the need to disclaim here and announce that the views expressed by the toothless old grandpa
do not necessarily reflect the views of even the staff here at the Thunderbolt, much less this radio station, or any of its affiliates, or any of its sponsors, or anyone else that has anything to do with much of anything around here. And so, with that firmly established, why don't you take it away, Grandpa?
Glory hallelujah. Thought you'd never say that. So one thing I will say about Honduras, at least they murdered their activists outright by simply sending in uniformed soldiers to shoot them. Yes, they are murderers. They're just more forthright about it. They are honest murderers, if you will. This time, they messed up, though. First, they tried to kill two activists who have lots of privileged white friends in the Great White West. Yes, kids, Berta Cáceres was a well-known, articulate, and effective defender of both environmental and indigenous rights. And those two issues are very closely interlinked. Gustavo Castro Soto is a coordinator for the Mexican chapter of Friends of the Earth. Now, both people are widely known in liberal Western environmental circles. Now, I happen to remember that in a previous Thunderbolt, Mr. Thunderbolt here advised would-be world dominators that they should avoid mass murdering civilians that have lots of privileged white friends, because white people get all upset whenever they kill people that these white people know about and that they admire. I guess maybe the Honduran fascists should listen to the Thunderbolts. Yes, killing activists that are popular in Western circles was bad enough. However, astute listeners may have noted that I just referred to Senora Cáceres in the past tense, while I referred to Senor Soto in the present tense. Yep, the Honduran fascists went for both, but they only got one. They inadvertently left the other for dead, when actually, he wasn't dead at all. In other words, they left a witness.
Whoops. And now, in keeping with your Animal Farm theme... Well, the Honduran fascists really tried. They shot Mr. Soto twice as he held his dying friend in his arms. However, he fooled them by pretending that he was dead, and they evidently just left him to lie.
Oh,
shot, Senor Soto somehow not only made his way to the Mexican embassy, but when he attempted to leave Honduras for Mexico, he was accompanied by the Mexican ambassador to Honduras. However, before Senor Soto could board the plane, Honduran stormtroopers stormed the airport. They illegally took Senor Soto from the ambassador's protection, and they arrested him. He is supposedly being, quote, questioned about the shooting, and it is a sure bet that his life is in danger. If the fascists follow true to form, they may even try to frame Senor Soto for the murder. This is standard procedure, as is the mass arrest of Senora Caceres' friends, who will also likely now be blamed for her murder. If you feel like calling the White House and demanding protection for Senor Soto, then that would probably be greatly appreciated by many thousands of people.
You know, Grandpa, you always give me a feeling of surreality. Yes, my children, it is time once again to stand in awe of the infinite knowledge of the cosmos. Yes, it's time for the wisdom of the Thunderbolt. And this week's wisdom is being brought to you by the Olympia chapter of Gay Nazis for Jesus. And this week's wisdom is this. Whilst gauging the quantity of shite that can happen on the head of a pin, do not forget to factor dancing angels into your calculations.
And now, on behalf of myself and our strict no-refund policy, we are pleased to present for your viewing pleasure
a contemplation upon the lack of appreciation of music amongst those of the porcine species. So I just realized, yet another privilege afforded to me by the fact that I am white, is that I can get away with trashing other white people in a manner that no person of color could ever get away with. Do you imagine what the reaction would be were a black guy to start saying the kinds of things about white people that I say about them all the time? A lot of people of all races are voting for Hillary Clinton, though. So I can't lay that one strictly upon the heads of white people. I have always assumed that the only people ignorant enough to support Hillary Clinton were either paid to, or they simply don't know who she is. I have always assumed they listened to her empty words, as if those words actually meant something.
Words in papers, words in books, words on TV, words for books, words of comfort, words of peace, words to make the fighting cease, words to tell you what to do, words are working hard for you, eat your words but don't go hungry, words have always nearly hung me. Words
words of nuance, words of skill, and words of romance are a pill. Words are stupid, words are fun, words can put you on the run. Mots pressés, mots sensés, mots qui disent la vérité.
When Dolores Huerta endorsed Hillary Clinton, I had to reassess my theory. In Ms. Huerta's case, I'm going to now theorize that some people's rose-tinted glasses are so thick that they live in a world where they simply see what they want to see and simply don't see what they don't want to see.
It's a rap race with a fast pace. Concrete words, abstract words, crazy words, and
I'm forced to adopt this theory
words of faith and
because I can't think of any other reason
why
someone like Dolores Huerta would ever in a million years support a fascist tool of Wall Street such as Hillary Clinton. Now, in order to communicate with someone, you must speak words that they understand. I am thinking that non-white people have some insights into white people that are unavailable to a white person like me. However, by the same token, I'm thinking that I, as a white person, also have some insights into white people that are unavailable to non-white people.
Words can make you pay and pay for letter words I cannot say. Words are trouble, words are subtle, words of anger, words of hate, words over here. Are like a certain person can't say what they mean, don't mean what they say.
With a rap, rap here and rap, rap there, here, rap there, rap everywhere, rap, rap.
Wrap it up for the common good, let us enlist the neighborhood.
It's okay, I've overstood. This is a wordy rapping hood. Okay, bye.
Communicate with white people, one must be able to project into white people reality. For most white people have no ability and or no interest in projecting themselves into the reality of other people, especially if those other people are not white. For instance, I recently watched a clip of a Native American woman speaking to a panel of white rednecks, and she referred to protecting the earth as protecting, quote, our mother. Now, when a Native American says something like that, I can go right there with them, and I can have deep respect for that place. However, I would suggest that most white people either can't go there or won't go there. And I would suggest that when someone says something like that to a bunch of white rednecks, then those white rednecks write that person off as a flake and give no further weight to their words. And I would suggest that this is counterproductive. Now, I am not suggesting that non-white people betray their values when dealing with white people or anything like that. No, I'm thinking more along the lines of that old metaphor about what happens when you try to teach a pig how to sing. And I think that's a good place to stop the news and commentary section this week. I'm going to fill out the rest of the hour with some music. This is John Trudell. May he rest in peace.
Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the star? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Too many people standing their ground, standing the wrong ground. Predator's face, he possessed a race. Possession, a war that doesn't end. Children of God, feed on children of earth. Days people don't care for people. These days are the hardest. Material fields, material harvest. Decoration on chain that binds. Mirrors gold. The people lose their minds. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth. The people walk upon. We are the land. Today is now and then. Dream smokes touch the clouds. On a day when death didn't die. Real world time tricks shadows lie. Red, white, perception, deception. predator tries civilizing us. But the tribes will not go without return. Genetic light from the other side. A song from the heart. Our hearts to give. The wild days, the glory days live. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth. The people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy horse, we hear what you say. Crazy horse, we hear what you say. We are the seventh generation. We are the seventh generation.
That tune was called Crazy Horse, and that was from the late Native American activist, actor, songwriter, everything, John Trudell. We'll see you next week. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt. Nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com. And we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And you may want to grab a pen or something, because I'm about to give you some information. If you like what you hear here on the Thunderbolt, then the Thunderbolt archives are stored at dana98501.wordpress.com. That's DANA98501, which is the downtown Olympia zip code, .wordpress.com. And if you would like to continue hearing the Thunderbolt, you can contribute to our cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. And
thank you very much.